It's 2020 and things have changed. Following the English-Scottish Civil War, a war triggered when Simon Cowell was voted Prime Minister with Ollie Murs as Secretary for State for Gurning and Cheryl Cole Minister for Pounting, the North East joined forces with Scotland. Tyneside no more, Sunderland no more, Eshwinning no more. The region is now known as South East Scotland. People formerly known as Geordies and Mackhams and those odd ones from County Durham are now collectively known as Little Scotlanders. Tam O'Shanters are obligatory. Every man goes commando and there are only two hairstyles, bald and ginger. The Stadium of Light has been renamed. It's the Stadium of Donald. Where's your trousers? St James's Park has become the C.E. Jimmy Arena and Durham Cathedral has become an Edinburgh woolen mill outlet. Where once the streets echoed to the proud sounds of a wee man, different dunches with Geordies, and five liners for a pund. A different sound now curdles the blood of this once proud race.
Bonnie Scotland is the only place for me.
Yes, where once the streets echoed to and
come on.
And
Michael! Come here, you're all outrageous!
There's only one song sung.
Scotland are the greatest football team.
Under the yoke of the Tartan Army, Greggs has become McGregs. McDonald's, Donald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken has simply been renamed as Fried. Are there any benefits? Well, there are. Corner shops finally recognise that the Scottish pound note is legal tender. A pint of scotch is exactly that. A pint of scotch. Whiskey. And the Bay City Rollers have reformed. Can it get any worse? Yes. Meet your new Prime Minister.
There's only one word for that. Diabolical. Shocking in the air, he's got no defence. Everybody's running rings around him. What's going on, Laurel?
I tell you what, we're just handbags, weren't it, Alan? What's going to happen to him?
I'll tell you what, off with his head.